This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Officials from the Eau Claire City County Health Department kicked off their annual housing survey this week. According to a press release, the survey aims to assess the environmental quality of residential neighborhoods in the city, covering every property once every 5 years. This year's housing survey will focus on the Randall Park, Buffington, Upper West Side, and Westridge neighborhoods. The results of the annual surveys are used to identify areas with urgent health and safety concerns and direct policy decisions to address them. During the survey period, health department officials will walk through the target neighborhoods block by block and inspect homes from public right-of-way areas. They'll examine the exterior conditions of homes, including fences, retaining walls, roofs, and chimneys, for signs of potential issues. If they do determine that a home needs a closer look, the department will mail a letter to the homeowner to set a date for a full inspection. More information on the City Housing Inspection Program is available on the Eau Claire City County Health Department website. The Altoona Police Department is reminding residents about the city's declaration of prohibited smoking areas as the summer activity season gets underway. According to a press release, smoking or vaping is permanently prohibited at the Yard Container Park at all times, including the fenced-in grass area and the concrete area at the site. Smoking or vaping is also temporarily prohibited on the north side of River Prairie Park during summer concert series performances. That restriction goes into effect at 5:30 p.m. on concert nights and includes the main stage area and North Plaza area. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to enjoy the outdoors and participate in Free Fun Weekend. According to a press release, state park admission fees, fishing licenses, and trail passes have all been waived for this Saturday and Sunday. DNR officials are also encouraging residents to take the Free Fun Weekend opportunity to give fishing a try for free before committing to buying a fishing license. More information on the event, as well as information on local state parks, are available on the Department of Natural Resources website. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Major concerns about housing, healthcare, transportation, and social isolation are mounting for seniors across Wisconsin, and they're calling on lawmakers to act. That's according to a grassroots coalition coined as the Senior Empowerment Project. Volunteer Marge Rogenbach says they're seeing a consistent theme across both urban and rural communities. Many older adults lack the resources to age in place.
People would like to stay in their homes. That's not always feasible. We don't have enough staff for our nursing homes, so I don't know how we can possibly have enough staff that are helping people stay in their homes when they need help. But it is a priority.
Rogenbach says many are also worried about being able to keep up with property taxes and maintenance for their homes. The group's planning an event in Baraboo in July to advocate for funding. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella says the company's new data center in Wisconsin is a model for reducing impact on the environment. Speaking at Microsoft Build 2026, Nadella says their Racine County facility will only use the same amount of water as a single restaurant would over the course of a year. Pizza Hut is bringing back a dining experience familiar to many 80s babies nationwide. Over 150 locations owned by Yum! Brands are being remodeled to reflect the chain's 1990s dining room aesthetic. The retro dining rooms are coming to a handful of Wisconsin Pizza Huts, including those in Rice Lake, Black River Falls, and Platteville. And the DNR is asking for public input as it updates its list of Great Lakes beaches ahead of the summer season. The DNR reviews the beach list each year to help determine which beaches receive water quality monitoring. Officials say the monitoring program helps local health departments test for elevated E. coli bacteria levels and notify the public if water conditions become unsafe. More information and proposed beach list updates are available on the DNR website. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Giants wrapping up their four-game series in Milwaukee today. The Crew losing last night 1-0, despite a solid showing from Brewers lefty Robert Gasser trying to get a spot in the starting rotation.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the goal. At the end of the day, you know, you gotta put up results, and you know, the team's here to win games. Obviously, tonight was a tough one, but I feel like again that was a right step in the right direction. So hopefully, keep stacking some games and keep pounding the zone and limiting walks.
NFL interceptions dropped off last season for the Packers defense in 2025. What will it take to get more picks in 2026?
Yeah, you gotta seek the ball, man. I mean, it's so important to name the game after that. So you really gotta. seek the football, your mind got to be on the football at all times. You know, you got to dream about it. You got to sleep with it. You got to smell it. It's all types of stuff. Like, the ball got to be on your mind all the time.
That's Packers safety Javon Bullard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today and warm with highs in the low to mid 80s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible with lows near 60. On Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely with a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the low to mid 80s. Right now, it's 71.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.